High school football is back once again, and it's always good to have this guy, the legend himself, Mr. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Magazine, on our airwaves. He's back again, Bob. Hopefully you had a great summer. We just talked about it. What a vacation you had. You're ready for a little high school football. It's going to get busier pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, thanks for having me on, Rich. I love being on, talking to kindly people down there in the real southwest part of the state, because football's a big deal. Big deal in that part of the world, and as it is in most parts of our state. But anyway, yeah, it's go time, and there's going to be a lot of stuff that makes sense today that won't make any sense in 6 weeks. That's one of the things you can count on. So it's just a matter of where that all happens.
Your preseason issue is out and about, and another fine job this year with it. And a lot of folks get, this is where you get all the preseason, all the info, and all on a lot of teams and all the classes and the great games and the great matchups too.
Yeah, this has about killed me, Rich. To be real honest, but anyway, it did get out the door. I didn't set out to set a personal record, but it is the largest preseason publication that we have put out in all these many years. So, anyway, there's a lot of stuff in there for, if you like high school football. We do touch on a few things. So, and there's a lot to be excited about down in your part of the world.
Yes, I think we've got a chance to really have a good year football-wise, Bob, with, of course, McCook and B and the eight-man schools, Hitchcock County, Dundee County, Stratton, among the notables there, Chase County across the way, down the road there, and with the Imperial High School, and then in the six-man ranks, the Wadi Palisades, the Southwest, and teams like that. I think we got a chance for a lot of those teams to be playoff teams this year.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And I don't know. You start right there in town. I've had a terrible time getting to McCook. Joe and I have had just a miserable time trying to connect on a campus visit. But we made it happen this year, and it was worth the wait, because I don't know where to start. If it was the, I'm going to call it easy confidence that I felt with the kids. I mean, that's one thing about McCook football players. They all treasure being McCook football players. It's not like that everywhere, but in McCook it definitely is. And I don't know, just listening to them talk among one another, they're ready to go. They believe they can do great things. They brought it up more than once, and with all the talent they've got coming back, there's every reason to believe that, I could see McCook in a semifinal real easy. And obviously, if you ever get that far, anything can happen from there. But I don't know. I love all the parts. I love all the parts that they have. And then, there we are wrapping things up. I think I'm going to get out of there without any more stories about the Slager boys. And the next thing I know, Coach Gross walks in the gym. And, there's nothing that stops time quite like having Jeff Gross walk into a room. So, anyway, it was just a great visit all the way around, and my suspicion is that we're going to be talking McCook football well into November.
Yeah, there's some good matchups on the horizon for the Bison, starting with Beatrice, but Waverly comes here this year. Scottsbluff comes here this year. So a couple of those key games are right here with the friendly confines of Wyland Field, which is going to be kind of nice.
Yeah, well, of course, this is a worn-out old topic, but it's worn out because it's true. There's not another place in the state like that stadium, and it doesn't matter who's playing there. I did not get too corny about it, but it is kind of magical, let's face it. And that doesn't even speak to all the great winning tradition. So yeah, I Waverly, and you mentioned those two teams, Waverly and Scottsbluff. Waverly's got a ton of players back. And I don't know. They're like McCook. The pot's been simmering. They've been in the ballpark. Waverly's been to semifinals and just not been able to win. They've lost to the state champion all four times they've been there, like the last 7 years or something like that. But Scottsbluff, another good friend of the McCook Bison. They're going to be really good. That Nate Kelly is just a spectacular athlete, doesn't matter the sport. And, you know, that's a game that always, you know, it just demands your attention in that part of the world.
Bob, we got a couple of eight-mans at schools right down the road to the West, and I think they're both are going to have fine seasons. Coach Rath over Hitchcock County and Coach Spargo over Dundee County Stratton. I think both those teams are loaded with a lot of experience back and are on pace to have pretty good years.
You are, again, once again, Rich, you are correct. All right, and if you take them in order, it is funny how that works. But first of all, I don't think I'll ever get tired of talking about Hitchcock County football and what happened. I mean, there wasn't even really a program there for years. I mean, nobody knew that they even were playing football at Hitchcock. It was bad. I mean, the program down in the dumps, no interest, no commitment. And then Coach Rath showed up. And, you know, you got to have players. But my suspicion is there were players before, and, you know, things didn't work. Well, when Randall showed up, he helped the boys, put the boys in position to become really good at football and eventually great as state champion. Well, now they've built themselves a program. It's programs sustain themselves. You know, programs always trump teams. That's one of my favorite speeches. And that's the position they're in. And then you add in the fact, and it is funny how it works, but almost all of these guys are little brothers of the state champion seniors. And they've been around the block, and they're in a tough district. They're in a tough district. We've got Loomis and Overton. I think that's going to be a Donnybrook. I think any of them could win it. I could see Hitchcock. I said that way early in the spring. I could see Hitchcock County also, you know, quarterfinal, semifinal team if things broke right, because they're just so deep. They've got so many players. I mean, if, you know, I don't know, we've got four or five number one running backs. I mean, if they just took one kid and said, here's the ball, you'd have a 2,000-yard rusher. I don't doubt that. They'll be that kind of good. And then, you know, the thing at Dundee County, I don't know. It was kind of tough to watch on both ends of this. But anyway, one of the biggest stories of the offseason was having Lane Bybee, a kid that was an All-Stater in basketball and football last year, transfer out for his senior year. He went to St. Mary's. You know, there's just no way you're as good a football team if you are minus a kid like Lane Bybee. And I want to say right now, I got to meet Lane Bybee, weirdly enough, in O'Neill. And I guess this is really important for me to get on the record. I mean, you know, the tackles and touchdowns are awesome. I mean, you know, whatever. That's good. But the kind of person you are, that matters more. And even if they're tender age, high school kids, you got a rough idea of what you got. And I'm telling you what, Lane Bybee's personal reputation in at Bankelman is spotless. And I'm telling you what, he immediately fell in with those kids at St. Mary's. They love him. They've taken him in. You know, and this is about more than football. They've really, you know, made Lane feel at home. I got that straight from him when I was up there. So, I don't know, things like that, when you get old and soft like me, things like that tend to matter more than the actual game. But it's good to know Lane is in a good place, and, you know, he'll help St. Mary's be very good in football. What he left behind is a really, really good football team. And frankly, when you talk to the coaches, and coaches talk, there's just a whole lot of people that thought Dundee would win state with Lane. Now, they still could, because this is a very fast and athletic group of kids. They're not great big, but they got a lot of speed. They certainly have depth, and they've got Ethan Latta, one of the greatest playmakers there is in eight-man football, and he's been that way since he was a freshman. So, anyway, Dundee did not get to the quarterfinals last year for the first time in many years. I can't remember now. It was 17 or 18, somewhere in there was the last time they didn't. But my guess is they'll be at least that good this year. And, you know, sometimes being dealt a hand like they have actually, you know, galvanizes the team. You know, serves as a little bit of motivation. And I, you know, and Spargo, he knows his stuff. He knows how to get the best out of his kids. And, you know, they'll be fine. It's just going to be different than anticipated.
Yep, they'll be fun to watch. And interesting thing with Hitchcock and Dundee, they're right close, but they're not going to play each other this year. And that was always kind of an interesting battle to watch when they did.
Yeah, that is a definite hole in the NSAA resume. I mean, you just got to – I mean, you know, Hitchcock can stand up for itself now. That game should have been played, but it's not. I don't know. I'm like you. I feel a little bit cheated. I don't feel a little bit. I feel really cheated because that would have been like it was the last cycle. You know, one of the top 5-6 games of the year in the whole state. But I guess you know, just go out and keep just go out and win your games. And they're in different classes, so there won't be a chance to meet in the playoffs. And you know, hopefully they both have big seasons.
Those are the few the really teams that we feel like have playoffs. And the six-man ranks, I think I touched on earlier, Juanita Palace say they feel like they're better this year. And then, you know, Southwest down the road got a pretty good starting quarterback and back in Houston Billiter who can sling it around a little bit. So a couple of those area six-man schools got a chance to make some noise, try to get the Kearney this year.
Yeah. So I was in Bartley. I always like to report that I was in Bartley. That also, of course, Rich, gave me a chance to drive through Indianola and be reminded there's no more Rocket Pizza, which I don't even want to. I don't want to dwell on that. It's a shot to the heart. But anyway, the bottom line is I did go to Bartley. Houston's a spectacular athlete. You know, he's just such a such a carefree kid. Great hair. Wouldn't want to point to his father and say that is your future, but he's got great hair besides the great arm, okay? And, you know, a guy like that just, you know, he'd elevate any program, but at six-man level, you just don't have very many kids like that. And he's got players around him, and again, not a great big team. You don't need to be great big to win at six-man. I think they won six last year, and I don't know. You know, they got a lot of people back, and I don't know. They're going to be fun to watch. We did rate them. As far as Juanita goes, you know, they were good last year, and that's another one of those teams that just kind of eased its way up. I mean, it wasn't you know headline news or whatnot, but it was a distinctly better football team last year. And there's another team where coaches that would. You know, coaches on their schedule, let's say. You know, Juanita Palisade came up more than occasionally. And so, I don't know. You got, two of the all-time greats, Geyer and Frex at the controls there. Boys, you can send the check to my address in Omaha for that. Anyway, they know what they're doing. They got the pieces. And again, they'll be a good team. Could very well be a playoff team. And as a side note, Rich, the first year that I lived in Arnold was 1969. And Arnold had an away game that year to a place that I didn't know existed, Juanita, Nebraska, where the Kitt brothers, I think they were twins, played
yep.
on that team. So how about that?
Yep, I remember those days, no question. Coach Geyer and Coach Franks has got himself some pretty good kids, and they're 4-5 last year. There's a couple of close games, so they're hoping to kind of turn things around this year. So going to be fun to watch. Yeah, some of the schools I didn't mention, I know Arapahoe's young this year for Coach Kronhoffman. They had a great year last year, a little younger this year. And Chase County down the road, Coach Gastwick, I think, hopefully those guys got a chance to win a few more games this year in Class C1.
Yeah. Arapahoe, you know, again, Dustin Kronhoffman, Galen Kronhoffman, you got the Kronhoffman influence there. That's got to be worth something, especially if you're looking to have a salad at night. I do know this, that it is. You don't want to ever say rebuild. A winning program like Arapahoe, that's not entirely fair, but they lost just a killer senior class. And you know as good as I do, Rich, and there's a lot of people listening who know this, if that team could have been 100% healthy for the playoffs, they would have been around a long time. They did the best they could. They got beat by a good team, but Arapahoe, I think, man, they were in such great position last year. But anyway, they'll be good. They'll be competitive, and they do have good frontline players. Depth. You know, it's like everybody else. Nobody's got enough depth. They're going to have to establish some of that as the season goes along. But my suspicion is Arapahoe will be better than most people think. And as far as Chase County that as far as starters goes. They do play a tough schedule. Everybody plays a tough schedule. But, you know, I don't know. They used to win in football games in Chase. And so I suspect they'll be good. They'll give it a good go. This may be a year where they're doing a little building for the future.
Bob, it's going to be a great season. If folks are listening to us right now, want a copy of the preseason and get it, and for the rest of the season, of course, you print out every week a lot of great stories, features, stats, stuff like that. How do they get on board?
Oh yeah, if you'd like a copy of the magazine, it's 180 fun-filled pages about everything. I think about everything you could want about high school football for 2025 in our state. I guess the best way to do it, you could message me at Twitter. On Twitter, I'm at Huskerland Bob. 67 years old, Rich, and this is what it's come to. But anyway,
no, I don't believe you're not 67. Stop that! Come on, don't lie to us now.
I'm not on Facebook. I'm on Facebook 1 month a year, and that is August. And so there's a Bob Jensen page. There's a Huskerland Prep Report page. You can message me there. We'll get you hooked up. And we still got plenty of time to get you a copy before the games start for real.
You betcha. You bet. Good to talk to you, Bob, as always. Talking high school football, you really do a great, fantastic, you have for so many years, and it's still going strong. You still love what you're doing, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It's a good gig. I've been